in health news, do you want to know when you're going to die? For 99 cents, a new iPhone app claims to have the answer, but ABC's Karen Chase wonders whether the health app is morbid or maybe motivational.
It's an app that puts the dead in Deadline. Creators of Deadline claim it can tell you when your last day on Earth will be by tapping into all the health data collected by your smartphone, like weight, height, age, heart rate, and blood pressure, and crunching those numbers into an estimated expiration date. Despite its description and its logo, a bird in silhouette lying on its back, the app bills itself as a positive, motivational tool by being an inescapable reality check, and it promises to let you virtually buy more time if you adopt healthier habits. Karen Chase, ABC News.
Okay, if one of those healthier habits is more exercise, a new study suggests exercise not only builds muscle power, it helps your brain as well.
The obvious way is that it increases blood flow. Whenever you're doing exercise, your heart's working, it's getting more blood to the brain. The muscles also produce a substance that actually combats depression, so it helps your mood. It makes that signaling that goes on between different parts of the brain more efficient, and there are substances that are produced that help prevent cellular damage.
And ABC senior medical contributor Dr. Jennifer Ashton says simple stretching every day and yoga are beneficial as well. Meanwhile, a large study conducted in France suggests doing shift work is not good for your brain. Researchers looked at over 3,000 employed and retired workers over a 10-year period. They found patients who worked odd hours had significant decline in their cognitive functioning, including memory and attention. Those who worked odd hours and night shift for more than 10 years suffered the most. Luckily, there was evidence that by stopping the shift work for at least 5 years, there was some recovery of cognitive function.